Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2161. You are messy and beautiful and you are enough, by Krista O'Reilly Davidegee of alifeinprogress.ca. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who reads articles, book excerpts, and more to you every day, including holidays. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. We couldn't do this without them or without you. So thank you to them and to you for being here. And now let's get right to our post today and start optimizing your life. You are messy and beautiful and you are enough, by Krista O'Reilly Davidegee of alifeinprogress.ca. I saw myself carrying sloppy buckets of joy, one in each hand. They splashed over onto my bare feet as I slowly walked up the grassy path. Moments before, I saw in my mind's eye a big gaping wound being stitched up and heard the clear, resounding thought, "This is no longer your story. You will write a new story." I realized with a tinge of self-doubt and a profound sense of awe that I had become a joy carrier, an imperfect and beautiful carrier of messy, hopeful, life-giving joy. How is that possible? In the midst of struggle, I learned that I am enough. In the past 7 years, I returned to school, started writing, launched babies into the world as I launched a new business, struggled with fear, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts, but also learned to ask for help and advocate for my needs. I walked through surgery, chronic pain, and was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. I practiced embracing the truth of what I want, honored my writing, and learned to shore up leaky boundaries. I've buried people I love, said yes to adventure, worked really hard, and gave myself permission to rest. I've put down deep, strong roots of self-awareness and self-compassion. And I picked up joy along the way, enough to share. What happens when you're thirsty and dip into the bucket of joy is that you come up not just quenched, but awake. You awaken to an important truth, a life-altering, mind-bending, heart-healing truth. You are enough. You are messy and imperfect and sometimes afraid because you're human and still learning and growing. And also, you are enough. You struggle and question and wrestle, and some weeks alternate between big belly laughs and broken ugly sobs, and it's all okay. You're in a season of hard transition and trying to find your way again, or you've never really known who you are and what you want. Messy and still enough. You are beautiful and gifted and uniquely wired. You're lovable and you merit space on this earth. You are messy and beautiful, and yes, you are enough. It's a message that's been circling for years now. You may even feel a little tired of it, yet it bears repeating till the cows come home. It seems to me that every one of my clients and class participants with their varied life experiences, personalities, and personal challenges need to hear this. If you're still learning this, you're certainly not alone. We need to move this truth from our head to our heart and keep watering it until it lives deeply rooted in our bodies. You are enough. You are enough. You are exceedingly more than enough. You can build a joy-filled, purposeful life and define what enough looks and feels like for yourself. You can stop comparing and measuring yourself up against other people or against your own graceless impossible standards. You can own your long-held dream and offer your small gifts. The essential work is to learn you're capable of showing up and doing hard things. This is more important than accomplishing anything or hitting a particular goal. You can realize there is room for you here. You can honor your writing and leverage your strengths. You don't have to look like anyone else or know for sure where you're heading. You can be raw and real. It is enough. You can learn to put down strong, healthy roots of self-awareness and self-compassion. When we decide to love ourselves, we can love others well and affect change. You can finally tell the truth about what you want and learn to love yourself well, shift course, let go of what no longer serves, and build a joyful, purposeful life. You can forgive yourself for doing your imperfect best and shake off all the self-judgment and critical thoughts and realize that today, this simple, ordinary, beautiful day is a fresh start. You can loosen your grip on what you thought your life would look like, open wide to joyful possibility, and decide to show up every day determined, stubborn, and full of excitement. You can embrace that a full, beautiful life is also sometimes a stressful or uncertain one, that perfection and arriving are never the goal. Today is the only real promise we have, saying yes to joy. I have no idea where the next 7 years or the next 7 days will lead. That isn't my business. My business is to decide that I will show up and the mindset with which I'll show up. And that when life feels hard and I forget I am loved and needed, I will show up anyway. And I get to choose joy every day. If you're here, then I believe you're looking for something, maybe freedom or self-compassion, or maybe you want to learn to dance with fear. Perhaps you're seeking joy. Maybe you realize you are ready to write a new story. Step out onto the path with me and see where it leads. We can invite joy to come along as our faithful companion. You just listened to the post titled, "You Are Messy and Beautiful and You Are Enough" by Krista O'Reilly Davidugee of alifeinprogress.ca. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Krista. She had a note added to this post, so I'll share that now. Quote, edited to add, "Not longer after I wrote this post, my son tried to die for the first time. We fought alongside him for life. We were in a traumatic car accident. My son ended his life. COVID hit. I lived 17 months with PTSD and severe panic disorder. And somehow, I'm still standing and breathing and carrying around these sloppy buckets of joy. There is enough to share." End quote. That is a lot to go through. We've all experienced challenges and hardships, but imagine going through all of those things within a relatively short period of time, not to mention all the other things she went through that she didn't mention in this post or that she did too, and still saying, "I'm still standing and breathing and carrying around these sloppy buckets of joy. There is enough to share." Don't forget that things could always be worse, but not only that, but when it feels like it's the worst of times, it can be better too. It's really a conscious choice, despite the difficulty and challenge of that choice. Hopefully Chris's perspective can help today. So have a joyful day. I appreciate you being here and listening every day. Thank you for that. And I'll see you tomorrow with a brand new author for the show and where your optimal life awaits.